It's now time for the Satellite Guys podcast. Featuring all the latest news, talk, and rumors from the world of satellite. Plus all the latest headlines from the world of home theater technologies. And now, here is your host, Goalie Bob Nemitz.
Hey guys, what's going on? I'd like to welcome you to the SatelliteGuys.us podcasting show. And first of all, happy Halloween. Lots of goblins and ghouls out there. We have a lot of stuff coming to you this way for this Halloween special show. We have Scott in the studio here with Del Jose, who is the president of Sky Vision. We also have the latest and greatest going on here in the satellite industry. So let's go ahead and kick off the show. Today I'd like to welcome a very special guest to the SatelliteGuys.us podcasting studio. This special guest, well, he's from not this planet. Yes, that's right. We have in our studio today, Satan. Go ahead, say hi, Satan.
Hey, how you doing, Satellite Guys?
Hey, Satan, welcome to the show. I'd like to welcome you. And basically, we got a few questions for you. I was wondering, what kind of you do in hell?
Well, I do a lot of the normal stuff, like collecting souls. But I think what I like doing a lot during my off time is watching that gosh darn Grass HD channel. That has been the best thing I've ever seen.
Grass HD, Satan? Where in the world would you see that at?
Well, here at Satellite Guys, silly. Where do you think I was going to see that at?
All right, Satan, when you're not off collecting souls in hell there, what do you do in your off time? What kind of channels do you watch, and what kind of system do you have?
Well, I'm pretty fond of that Monsters HD channel that I keep hearing about. Yeah, basically, I watch it somewhere between Cheyenne and Gilbert. I have my feed. It's coming from the 129 orbital location from Dish Network. In fact, I'm trying to work on getting a straight fiber feed from Boom all the way down to hell, but running a few issues there. The fiber feed is kind of going to be a lot of money for us to run all the way down into hell here. So basically, I'm pretty fond of that Monsters HD channel. It's pretty cool. In fact, I think I may make Hitler watch that all day as part of his internal damnation.
So, Hayden, I understand that you have a new member in hell that arrived maybe about 4 or 5 months ago, Saddam Hussein. So how's he been lately?
Oh, he's doing good. I have a few special projects I have him working on. I can't go into too much detail, but it's going to last a couple centuries. So we'll see what he comes up with. And if he doesn't do it to my standards and my liking, I got a very, very special thing for Saddam. In fact, he's one of my main squeezes here in hell.
All right, Satan, I think that's pretty much going to do it for us.
Wait, I got one more thing for y'all.
What's that, Satan?
I would like to invite everybody to Hell on Earth. I've had this party every year, and yes, I know, it's perfect. At midnight, all the lights go down, the music stops, and then we wheel in a Ferrari. Only, it isn't a Ferrari, it's a cake, and everyone gets a piece. It will be perfect. This party has to be the bomb, don't you get it? When everyone sees the Ferrari cake, they will shudder, and they will know my greatness. Yes, they will indeed know my greatness. So come to Hell on Earth.
Well, thank you for that invitation, Satan. I'll be sure to make sure that I invite Biggie Smalls, so...
Yes, Biggie Smalls. I ain't seen him in a while. Every time I see him, he just disappears. But... Alright, thank you, Satellite Guys. I'll catch you all later. Peace out from hell. This is Satan.
Wait a minute, Satan. One last thing. Haven't you done a Ferrari cake already? And are you going to have any special guests at your party?
Yes, I've done a Ferrari cake before. But P. Diddy still hasn't done it, so if P. Diddy hasn't done it, then I am doing it. And not only that, it's a pretty big attraction, so why not? Also, I'm going to have a very special guest at my party. We're going to have Charlie and Senator Clinton. Yes, that's my special guest. And we'll see what we can do to get her into the office.
Charlie, don't you mean Charlie Ergen, right? Aren't they supposed to have dinner together, and didn't they invite Scott?
Yes, I did, but that's a different story. It's part of the master plan to get Scott to go to hell with me so he can hook up my satellite system for me, as I'm having some issues with a couple of check switch errors and everything. And we couldn't get any DNSC employees down to hell to come fix my system, and Distro.net just wasn't available because they're busy doing installs all day, so I figured I'd get Scott myself. Hey, I gotta go collect some souls, so I will catch you later, Bob.
Alright, well, thank you for joining the show, Satan. We'll go ahead and take a real quick break, and we'll be right back after these real quick messages.
Thank you, Bob. It's been a pleasure. And I hope that I won't see you down here anytime soon.
SatelliteGuys.us is North America's largest and most popular satellite information discussion site. For the last 4 years, Satellite Guys has been working hard to provide you the best satellite news, rumors, talk, and information. Satellite Guys operates due to generous donations from listeners like you. If you're not a supporting Pub member yet, what are you waiting for? Pub membership is only $19.95 a year. SatelliteGuys.us, helping people get more out of their satellite systems for more than 4 years running.
Thanks, Aiden, for joining us here in the SatelliteGuys.us podcasting studio for that always entertaining Halloween special. But more seriously, we have to get down to business. We have Scott here in the studio with Del Jose, who is the president of SkyVision. So why don't you go ahead and take that away, Scott?
Thanks, Bob. We got a special guest with us today. It's Del Jose, and he's calling from SkyVision. Now, Del, tell us a little bit about SkyVision.
Well, SkyVision's been in the satellite industry since the early 1980s. We've been actually started out as a distributor many days ago. Went into when the scare with the scrambling started and a lot of people left. A lot of our dealers had abandoned our customers out in our marketplace, and we started developing catalog drawings for some of the consumers that were out in the outlying areas that did not have support for their satellite systems. And those drawings that we sent out and a little product list that we sent to those customers was the start of our SkyVision catalog and the do-it-yourself atmosphere that we've created over the years. And we've had the catalog system ever since.
I've been a customer of SkyVision since the 80s. In fact, I remember the SkyVision channel with Alan and everybody else there. That was good times. And actually, SkyVision was a big supporter of satellite radio at that time. We had a couple carriers on your channel, so I thank you very much for that.
Right. We've offered, when we first started that, when we weren't broadcasting our satellite show, we offered airtime to other folks in the industry as well. And the SkyVision show was a lot of fun for us in creating it and introducing new products. We had a lot of fun in doing that over the years.
I got to tell you, I spent a lot of time watching that show and always looking for something new to come along, and you guys always delivered. But the reason we have you on today is because you have an exciting new product. It's been talked about a lot here on Satellite Guys over the past week or so, and that's your new DSR 410 and KU subscription programming package. Can you tell us a little bit more about that?
Well, this program we've actually been working on for almost 2 years, trying to find enough equipment to support the program. Since the 410 is no longer a piece that's produced, it was acquiring sufficient inventory in order to support the programming once we got it out there. Always trying to find a reasonable alternative for the Big Dish subscriber, and that's where this package came out as a result of that. But the 410 package is just a basic KU system. We have the opportunity to present this on C-band packages as well, but for right now we're only introducing it on the X4 KU side. We utilize an 85-centimeter dish, which works more or less in just about every part of the continental United States. We have a 0.5 KU LNB, linear LNB, obviously, and that goes with our DSR 410 receivers. So you put the package together, and it very nicely gives you access to the X4 channels that we have a contract with through satellite receivers, the programming center. They provide the programming, we provide the hardware, and together we've been able to offer this package up for as an alternative to folks looking for something else.
That's excellent. Now, one of the things that was asked a lot online is how is the programming guide? Some people were concerned that you needed a 4D TV to receive the programming guide, but I'm guessing you're pulling the program guide from the data stream on the X4?
That's exactly what we had to do. We've, in effect, been able to bring the programming guide online, just like other programmers that offer the HITS packaging. So you get the guide right off of X4. There's no need, as with a 4D TV system, where you needed to move over to G1 to get the guide update every evening. This right here comes right out on X4 along with all the program selection.
Excellent, excellent. A lot of people were also wondering, because they've picked up their own DSR 410s from other places, not through SkyVision. Can you tell us a little bit about why at this time people can activate those receivers with use for the 410 packages?
That's the biggest confusion right now from what I see on discussions that I've had with people calling in having 410 systems. They want to use their 410 receiver rather than one that they purchased from us. And people that are familiar with the HITS and the 410 know that these 410s belong to a company that is offering HIT services in one fashion or another. So those authorization numbers, those UA numbers on the 410s, they belong to a certain entity, and that entity is the only one that can offer programming for them. What we've had to do is find a sufficient inventory of DSR 410s that did not belong to any of those entities or to entities that were willing to give them up and didn't have any claim to those pieces anymore. So once we found that, we had to get all of these units authorized for this particular program. And like I say, it took a while to do that. So if someone has their own DSR 410, they still can't get that programming because it has to be part of our programming offer.
Mm-hmm.
So if they, if someone wants to get into this to get our particular package where they can get the HITS guide and everything on there, they need to go through our system utilizing the units that have been specifically authorized for this package.
Okay. One of the other great things I've noticed about the new service is you offer all four of the major movie packages, the HBO, Cinemax, Showtime, and Starz packages. Now, another question that came up online, is there any minimum package requirement in order to just get, let's say, the Starz package?
If someone, we have, these are pods that we can sell, so somebody can buy a pod, and we have a pod set up for Starz, another pod set up for Showtime Flicks, and another pod for HBO Cinemax, and just want to let folks know right now that, like I say, we've been working on this for close to 2 years. The HBO Cinemax pod is one that our provider, Satellite Receivers, is in the final stages of getting that authorized. Right now that one is not quite through yet, so we'll have to wait a little bit. If someone subscribes to that package and wants it, we'll have to wait a little bit in order to offer that, but that's coming in the near future. So when you look at our packages that we offer on skyvision.com for a 410, all of those are an individual pod, and you can't do a la carte on these like you can with a 4D TV receiver in our programming packages. But you can pick a pod, which is our basic package, for $19.99, or you can pick the deluxe pack, which is 90-plus channels for $29.99. Or you can pick an HBO Cinemax pod, a Showtime Flix pod, or a Starz pod. So right now, those are the only pods that we are offering, although we do expect to expand that here in the near future if demand warrants it.
Excellent. Now, another great feature of your packages is you're including the DMX audio, and I believe it's the first time that these channels are actually being made available like this through a KU-type setup package without directly subscribing to DMX. Now, in saying right. that, what is shown on the user screens when they're listening to a DMX channel? Are they seeing the artist title information or anything like that?
You know, specifically on the DMX, and again, all this is pretty new, and I've looked at a lot of the video and then familiar, obviously, with which channels are out there. But on the DMX itself, I'm not as familiar with the DMX channels as far as what you're going to see. The DMX channels that you see here and what you see on the regular, the other DMX locations for these channels, I think you're gonna find that you're not going to see anything different here than you would any other place.
Mm-hmm. Well, I'm just really amazed by the package you put together, especially the base 1999 package, that you are able to include all 38 DMX channels in that package. The pricing is literally amazing for what people are getting. And I thank you for putting it together for us, because I really think the KU subscription model could actually work out very well.
We do intend to increase some of the offerings on these packages, and those, again, are things that we will continue to work as we put contracts together or as a programming center puts them together. We hope to be able to offer, as possibilities in the future, perhaps the Denver 8 as one of the options available through this DSR 410 package. So there's other things that will come, but it's all going to be based on demand.
Excellent. Well, hopefully the word gets out there, and it sure has this week. And Dell, I'd like to thank you for spending some time with us here on the Satellite Guys podcast. Anything you want to say before we go?
Well, I'd just like to say that this, we've always tried to kind of be in the forefront of offerings, and there's many different unique pieces that we've developed over the years to kind of keep some excitement in the satellite industry and support the dealers that are out there with new and innovative products. And there's many people that play in this game. We enjoy having the dealers and the consumers contact us and give us their ideas, and many of these are just brought about by the demand that people ask for in this. This is a nice package where there was so much on X4. So many of the big dish systems, folks can't necessarily afford to keep some of those going if a mover goes out or the big dish goes out. This allows them to continue to see the same things they're familiar with. It's just another satellite package that we can offer to the consumers.
Once again, Dell, thanks for spending the time with us here at Satellite Guys. And that's Dell Josie, and he's from Sky Vision. And thanks again. And Bob, back to you.
Thank you.
Welcome back, Scott. I got my own DSR 410 over here. I still got to activate, but I was able to get it up on the X4 last night, and there was a couple channels. I was free-to-air mode over there. I'm not going to name them.
Oh, yeah, there are a couple channels up there that are indeed free-to-air on the DSR 410. As he mentioned in the interview there, he can't authorize boxes that are not his currently yet. But we did speak offline a little bit, and that's something he's working on for the future, where there would be a little charge for him to go out and find out who actually owned your box before and get permission to bring that serial number over into his stable, if you will, and that way they can activate them. So something to look forward to. It's a really great idea. But I want to emphasize one point. It's not a third DBS company, and I've seen some reports of this on the internet, because you're missing the important channels for a lot of people like ESPN and USA Network and, you know, all the big name cable channels. This is more for the niche type stuff, your HGTV, you know, maybe Noggin. I don't have the list in front of me at the moment, but the channels are not your mainstream cable fare. So if you're thinking you're going to drop Dish Network or drop DirecTV and just go with this package, you're going to be missing out on a lot of your favorite channels. There's no locals. Another interesting point I brought up, and we spoke about it after we went off the air, was that there is no plans in the future to offer any adult content via the channel, because Sky Vision's always been a family company and about family values, so they're not going to offer any any kind of adult channels there, and nor are they going to offer any kind of pay-per-view, because there's no kind of pay-per-view dial-in modem service where they can, you know, take your pay-per-view orders and turn them on for you. So don't expect those two things from the service either.
And that's kind of interesting, because the fact that there is pay-per-view and adult channels up on X4, so you won't be able to get those. And I was noticing also, this looks like to be something more of a complementary to your service that you already get. For instance, I know my cable company offers MTV Hits, but DirecTV nor Dish Network offers that, and this might be something where you could buy into that potentially.
Right, and the big thing I'm looking for, and I'm actually going to order one. I'm begging my wife for one for Christmas, but I hope I get one sooner, for the DMX audio. When I had digital cable years ago, the DMX channels were such high quality, they actually blew a lot of what Sirius and XM are offering away. No DJs, of course, but the programming lineup that DMX had, and I haven't listened to it in years, but the lineup they had was excellent. It was an excellent music variety on there. And for $19 a month, getting, you know, all the DMX channels, and then getting, you know, the bonus video channels thrown in as well, it's just really an excellent package for $19.99.
Yeah, it's really, and I thought for the value that you're getting for the $19 that you're paying for a month is absolutely phenomenal. And just to kind of give our listeners an idea of how the size of this receiver, if you remember the old Primestar receivers from back in the day, it's about the same size. In fact, I think it's the same receiver that they used.
It's not the same receiver, but it's pretty close. I think the new one step generation forward, if I remember correctly. But it's very interesting. And one thing we didn't mention during the interview with Dell is how you can find out more information about this. So if I can, I would just want to mention, and I'm not getting paid to mention these guys at all. It's just, I think it's a great thing for the satellite industry to have another choice out there that offers, you know, real programming with a simple KU band dish. And the way you can find out more information is just visit them at skyvision.com. And you'll see all the information there. Click on the DSR 410 information, and you'll see everything you need to know. And I really think it could be a really viable market. You know, I'd like to see some improvements made to it, you know, in the future. I'd like to see some HD offerings and a little more expanded stuff, because I know there's a lot of channels there on the Hitsbird that are not being carried by the service currently.
So, Scott, Dish Network had some big news this week. You want to go ahead and go further into that?
Well, I wouldn't say it was big news. The big news this week was a lot of people online on both forums complaining about the new software update that rolled out to the 622 and 722, which added the Dish Online service. And the big problem with it is people setting timers to record HD shows via an off-air antenna are watching their recordings and finding out that they have no audio on their recordings for a lot of the shows. Some shows will have audio, some shows won't. It's a hit or miss type situation. And
that's kind of interesting, because the 622 and 722 have been one of the most stable receivers in the industry until this week.
Yeah, the 622 and 722, I've always regarded them as the best HD DVRs available on the market. To me, before the software update, the 622 and 722 blew the quality away of the DirecTV HR20, which I feel is better than it was a while ago, but it's still very slow and clunky in its operation.
In other news this week, we have Dish Network announcing VIP TV, which is a big surprise coming out of Dish Network's arena over there.
Well, yeah, from what I'm hearing, and I don't know how true this is, the service was not named VIP TV until like 2 days before they announced it to the general public. So I don't know if they just made up this service by the skin of their teeth and are trying to announce something, because the satellite they announced that this service is going to be on, currently there's nothing there. So it's kind of like they're making a preemptive strike against something. VIP TV is going to be for commercial use for like hotels and MDUs and small cable systems, so they can offer channels, high-definition channels, and you know, the niche-type programming that is not your standard cable fare, such as ESPN and those types of channels, and allow people to, you know, offer those to commercial establishments. And it's really confusing so far with all the press releases they put out. They say it's going to be encapsulated in TCP/IP. It's going to use the push-pull VOD type service that they currently started rolling out with Dish Online. And, you know, it's a satellite service, so I don't know how they're going to push and pull from the satellite. A lot of unanswered questions there, but they just seem to be wanting to make a big announcement, a big splash, when they don't have anything together yet.
Right, and it sounds like they're trying to put something together to possibly complete with the hit service that Comcast is offering with the big head end in the sky.
Yeah, the only thing they got going for them is, you know, they're using the new TCP/IP encapsulation of it, which can you know make it easier to send things out. But the big problem I see with VIP TV is that, you know, it's going to use KU. And KU, what happens when you get a heavy downpour, you could lose your signal. Now, for satellite TV, it's okay because, you know, rains in your area and a couple people lose their service. But when you're serving hundreds of people or you're serving a cable system and it rains out and the KU signal goes down, you're going to have an entire cable system without programming for a while. That's something that kind of strikes me as weird from this entire announcement.
Right, and speaking of video on demand, Dish Network and DirecTV both launched VOD services this past couple of weeks. You want to go more into that, Scott?
Well, yeah, the Dish Online came out, last Wednesday, if I recall properly. Dish Online is just an arm of the Dish pay-per-view service, where it offers some really bad, awful, old movies for $2.99. or the latest in adult content for $11.99 per movie, and doesn't offer anything for free. It's really hard to use. It's really buggy. A lot of times when you connect to it, your screen will turn black and your receiver will reboot. It's not the most stable system out there at the moment. I wrote in a multi-channel news column on Friday and said that Dish Online was like going over your friend's house to search for your favorite movie in their dingy basement, where it's dark, moldy, and smelly. That's basically what the interface looks like for Dish Online. On the other hand, DirecTV's new VOD service offers 50 channels of your favorite channels, such as Discovery Channel, Stars. You know, there's just a bunch of channels there where you can go in there and say, hey, I missed this show, or I want to see clips from this show, and there they are for you to download them. It's a much better interface. The majority of the content there is 100% free, and at DirecTV, it seems like they're about giving their customers the best entertainment value for their dollar, while Dish Network seems to be focusing on how much dollars can we get from our customer.
And for those podcast listeners that are like, hey, where's my VOD? There's a couple things that you have to do to get your VOD. One is, if you have Dish or DirecTV, you have to have your receivers networked through its Ethernet port on those receivers that have that available. Mm-hmm. Also, with DirecTV, they are slowly rolling it out, so if you're on the West Coast, you may have it already. If you're on the East Coast, there's going to be a little bit of a wait before you see that VOD service.
And the same with the Dish Online. Dish Online is not rolled out nationwide yet, and with all the bugs that the software introduced, I sincerely hope that Dish Network has stopped rolling it out because of the problems people are experiencing. But make sure, the best way to do it is make sure that you're plugged into your router. A couple people online have tried going the wireless route, and it hasn't worked out for them. The best connection is a direct wired connection to your router, and you'll get the fastest downloads possible that way.
And that usually seems to always be the best connection method whenever you're dealing with anything like this, is to go the wired route. So hopefully we can help you get a little bit more out of your system. And if you have any issues or any problems hooking that up, feel free to visit us on the forums and register a username and say hi and ask a question, and we're more than willing to help.
Yep, we're always here. That's what Satellite Guys is about. We're people helping other people get more value, more enjoyment, and saving them money on their satellite dollar.
And I'd also like to thank all 92,000 members. In fact, we're currently at 92,500 as of right now. So I'd like to thank...
Wow.
Yeah, 92,500, and we just keep growing. And we're going to be hitting 100,000 here pretty quick, Scott.
Well, yep. Let's see. T. Benning, who I met down in Reno. Actually, we met him in California when we went over to Satellite AV. He's our resident stats guru. And his prediction is the second week of December for 100,000. And that would be a nice Christmas gift for Satellite Guys and all our members.
Okay, Scott, before we let you go, there is one more thing that I kind of did forget about and that I just remembered is DirecTV subscribers did see a nice surprise with the free preview of NHL Network HD on DirecTV. Basically, what they did was DirecTV made one of the NHL games that was playing on NHL Network available to all of its subscribers with the little channel icon that says coming soon, NHL Network HD.
And it was I don't know why they haven't launched it yet, you know, as a full-time channel. I was really expecting both Dish and DirecTV to launch NHL Network at its debut, and they didn't do it, which is kind of really weird why both of them didn't do it and took so long to get the channel. And I don't understand why DirecTV is not carrying it as a full-time channel as of yet. Another thing I'd like to talk about real quick, and I know we're running short on time here, rumors going around still about MSG HD, Madison Square Garden Network. Some people are saying they're hearing it's coming soon. And I'm hearing from my contacts that don't expect it anytime soon. So it's still one of those things that's really, really, really up in the air. And, you know, keep reading Satellite Guys, and we'll keep our nose to the grindstone, listening what's happening for you and report what we hear. Because it may be a while before you see MSG HD on DirecTV.
Well, that's the music. I'd like to thank everybody for joining us on our show today. And Scott, I'd like to thank you for joining us here in the podcasting studio.
Thank you for having me. And I'd like to thank Josie for coming on with us. It was great to have him on. Hopefully, we have some more interviews like this in the future.
Also, I'd like to thank all of our sponsors like Lion Audio and Video Consultants.
Yep. Hey, Greg.
But all right, we'll catch you next week. And as always, we will let you know. And breaking news is always on satelliteguys.us.
Thank you for joining us for this edition of Satellite Guys Podcast. If you have any questions or comments about our podcast, you can post them online at satelliteguys.us. Or you can email us at podcast@satelliteguys.us. Also remember, you too can be a part of our next podcast by leaving us a message at 815-907-5558. That number again, 815-907-5558. Go ahead and leave us a message. You just might hear it on our next show. Today's podcast was made possible by DishStore.net. On behalf of the entire crew at Satellite Guys Podcast, we'll see you again real soon. We'll